May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be praised and blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we notice today in the Gospel account the woman touches the hem of the garment of Jesus our Saviour. She is made whole by means of her faith. The little girl rises again after touching Jesus in the Gospel. She is made also whole by means of the faith of her father, a ruler of the Jewish synagogue. Both, interestingly, were made whole after 12 years, one with a hemorrhage, a blood hemorrhage, for the length of this time, and the little girl was 12 years of age. There are many other significances tied to the number 12, as God prescribed this number to have meaning and purpose of a completeness or perfection or being made whole both physically and spiritually. Both were healed in this way, body and soul, by Jesus Christ, by the divine touch. Where can we experience this healing today in the world's hustle and bustle of daily life? Where can we be made whole again? Where can we put our faith in action as the Gospel reveals to us today? Where? In no other place than the medicine box of life, the healing room of all times. This box is called the confessional and one of the sacraments of the Catholic Church. This is what the Gospel is telling us today. Bend down and be humble, confess your sins and be made whole again. How neglected then is this most holy sacrament? Nobody now goes to receive this medicine. The confessional queues in our parish churches are virtually empty. The sign of a good parish is the length of the confessional queue. What can we say then about the holiness of our parishes? Is this why only 10% of Catholics bother to come to Holy Mass on each Sunday? And how many of this 10% regularly go to confession at least once a month, as the Catechism suggests, to stay on the good side of our Lord? Does no one want to be healed anymore? We must remember that when we are sick, Jesus Christ is the first doctor. How many souls are broken and in pieces and would be healed with a sorrowful heart and by the precious blood of Jesus Christ sprinkled with the words of absolution in this medicine box? Are not our confessionals silent in gathering today cobwebs? What to do, we can ask ourselves. We must first pray to understand this wonderful mystery of the confession. We must realize that the healing given by Jesus in the confession, we can say, is the miracle of miracles. A diseased soul in mortal sin perhaps is given by God the actual grace to enter into the confessional. If we had, let us consider, for example, supernatural goggles and could peer inside the soul entering this medicine box in the state of mortal sin, we would surely die of fright through the stench and blackness of this burnt out, shriveled soul that has cast God aside. This soul was on the way to perdition. At any moment, if God had called this soul to eternity in this dreadful state, it would have been lost forever and damned with the fallen angels. The soul had a direct path to hell, to blaspheme the devil and his demons forever and ever and ever. The soul was part of the living dead in the world which has lost the art of prayer and which commits sin like the drop of a hat. Now the soul has entered new territory, passing the threshold into a new life. As it starts to confess its sins to a priest who resides as the teacher, the doctor, the judge, and the father in the person of Jesus Christ. Here we see the magnificent movement from darkness and disgrace to the light and the life of supernatural and sanctifying grace. A well-made confession with sorrow and detesting one's sins, and a firm will never to offend God's willingly anymore, transforms the soul at the words of the absolution. Please realize that this is an interior change which we cannot see or touch with our senses. But know that this transformation is true as taught by the Catholic faith. The absolution is ratified by God the Father, and the soul will be bathed in brilliantly light, capable of illuminating all the universe. What a marvelous exchange then, where now the soul can glorify God with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the angels and saints forever and ever in eternity. Why then neglect this grace, this transformation and miracle of miracles? Please reflect on these words and make a resolution to go to confession at least once a month. Although it has developed over time, the sacrament of confession isn't some crazy invention of the Church, but finds its sound and solid roots in the Holy Scripture and the Bible. The most famous passage to highlight the practice we find in the Gospel of St. John in chapter 20. As soon as Jesus rose from the dead and earned salvation for us, he brought the apostles a new gift. After speaking peace to them, he said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." Just as Jesus was sent by the Father to reconcile the world to God, Jesus sent the apostles to continue his mission. Jesus then breathed on the apostles. This is the verse which is often passed over, but it has extraordinary significance because it is only the second time in all the Scripture where God breathes on anyone. The other instance was at the moment of creation when God breathed his own life into the nostrils of Adam. This should tell us that something of great importance is taking place here. Upon doing this, Jesus said to the apostles, if we remember, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is passing on the confessional rite from Jesus to the apostles. He said, "If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Let us humble ourselves then, like this woman with the hemorrhage in the Gospel. Reach out and touch the hem of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in this medicine box of life. Let us not be like those lukewarm souls in the Catholic churches and Protestants who insist that we need only to have a direct relationship with God without the confession. Why cannot I go and tell my sins directly to Jesus, they say. Never will I tell my innermost secrets to a man in a wooden box who will probably laugh and tell others. Here there is a lack of supernatural vision. Why? Because confession is one of the seven sacraments given to us by Jesus Christ and is rendered fruitful by his precious blood on Calvary. Jesus tells us in the Gospel, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Confession removes sin and allows us some hope to keep these commandments. This law is not something we feel is right. This is one of the Aristidei of sentimentalism, where we feel everything is right and wrong. But the Catholic faith is not based on a subjective relationship with Jesus Christ, but is something fixed and objective. Our faith, I repeat, is not based on sentiments, but an objective truth who is a person, Jesus Christ. Let us not fall into this sin of pride and think we are beyond confession. Let us be humble when we preach each week on the gospel. We try to find a virtue to imitate. This week we concentrate on this humility, to bend our knee and to go to confession. And remember also, we said before, that the purpose of the preaching during the Holy Mass is to instruct, but is also to stir hearts to go to confession. Let us then, brothers and sisters in Christ, imitate the faith of the woman touching the hem of Jesus in this confessional. Here lies the true miracle where our souls can be washed clean and made brilliantly white. Let us not be greedy and confess very rarely, because the grace of the sacrament covers not just our soul, but the rest of the mystical body of the Church. Above all, let us ask today the Blessed Virgin Mary for the grace to humble ourselves before Jesus and have a deep desire in our hearts never to offend him who is the author of all creation. Let us finally thank God for the gift of confession, which can make us whole and spotless and ready to gaze on the glory of the Holy Trinity with Mary, the Immaculate, our Mother, and all the saints forever and ever. Amen. May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.